holding on page Membeis in my edition, but it's the Psicha Asein Ois Vav. So the Chavetz Chaim is explaining how the many 17 lavin that a person could be over with Lashon Hara, and now he's discussing the Asein. And it's interesting how the Chavetz Chaim, we'll see, says that he went through all Tayag Mitzvahs to try to figure out which one would apply to a person speaking Lashon Hara. And he tells us here, interesting, we wouldn't have thought of it. I wouldn't have thought of it. But that, again, I'm not the Chavetz Chaim. He says, all this is even if a person says Lashon Hara silently between him and another guy. So Chavetz Chaim says, if a person goes to a table at a chasana or something, he knows that's where things, the sparks are coming. That's where, you know, that's where they shtel raid, as they say in Turkish. So, you know, that's where they, you know, they talk about people. So then a person is over the asay of a voice sidvok. That in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to connect yourselves. He says, Uvo apir shalzeh b'divri chazal listabek b'chach mehatayra ulahasmid b'yeshivasim b'choleifin v'yafanim. That a person should always try to associate himself with Talmid Chachamim. Afil lechol b'lishtoisim Talmid Chacham. Even just to join a meal together with the Talmud Chacham, or Velasus Pragmatia the Talmud Chacham, or to try to give merchandise to a Talmud Chacham to do business with. And what's the reason? The reason why we should connect ourselves to Talmud Chachamim is if we connect ourselves to good people, we'll learn from their ways. If a person does the opposite, over al mitzvah sasei zu. So a person is over this mitzvah sasei. It's interesting, Chavetz Chaim. So it's interesting how he says, he was right on the mark, and now go, he says, v'cholshkin levi mashemotzi ba v'neseinu rab b'shabes kodesh ach asud ha-shlishes. Like after asud ha-shlishes, sheyesh kama kitas anoshim, there's always some groups in the shul, some of them are lomdi teira, estamah they're talking to the teira, v'shar anoshim estamah misichem bin yahav li'aylam. And surely that so a person if he separates himself from the group that's learning and he goes to the group that's shtelling raid, so then he's mamish with the asay of a voice sitvak. The Torah says you should be connecting yourself to that group, and you're going connecting yourself to a different group. So you're over an asay. This is all talking about if a person speaks Lashon Hara outside. But if a person speaks Lashon Hara or Rechilus in a shul, notice there's an assay that a person has to obey Samedrish Shalanu Gam Kain Bichlal Migdosh Hu Kamashim Vur Papayskim. Now, as the Paiskim say, the Bizman Azeh, the Mokum Tefillah, a place that's designated for Limud HaTorah Tefillah, is also a Migdash Ma'at, and there's an assay of a Migdash Yitiro. So he says, V'nitztavino b'zeh ha-pasik li'roi mimi she'sheichen bai, that we have to have Moira from the Shechina, v'lachein en b'chash m'lech cheshboi niskim shel mitzvah, you can't just do your tax return there, k'goin kubah shel tztok o'chdoima, except if it's a mitzvah, like to count out tzedakah money, and surely stam dvarim b'teilim we know is asur in the shul. There's even though there's a gemara that says that but that doesn't help. Tanai doesn't help for something that's a bezayin. Alachas kama v'kama dosa l'dabehem loshen hara rechilus mivnei emes Hashem yizbaruch hashechem bay. If because of the presence of the Shechina we can't balance our checkbook, so surely because of the presence of the Shechina, we can't be seeking Lashon Hara in the presence of the Shechina. Levad mi yisur ha-chomer ha-atzmi, besides that's a mizuv Lashon Hara. U'bazeh she-medaber mare ba-atzmi she-ne ma'amin she-kadosh baruch hu yashri shkinosai v'vayis hazeh. And if a person speaks Lashon Hara, means he doesn't believe that the Shechina is right yet. U'lekach u'mei is ponav afil ledaber beis ha-melech. And that's why he has this arrogance or brazenness to speak in the king's house, shloik yitzayin ha-melech. Not the way the king wants. And even people who learn in Beis Medrash, so they're allowed to drink a coffee. Notice, and don't think that since the Talmud Chacham has a hat that he's learning, that he's allowed to drink coffee in the Beis Medrash, so he won't be over the Isser of a Migdashi Tira'u besides the Isser of Lashon Hara. So he says, no, because Kamash Kasav Mogan Avram is Simen Kuf Nunalu. Da'atu Tamei Chacham Eini Musar Ma'amayah Migdash? In other words, why Taka is it mutter to drink a coffee? Are they not obligated in Ma'amayah Migdash? If a person is going to go out for a coffee break, so obviously he's not going to be learning. So therefore, in order to enhance the learning, that's why there's a het. But the lenient stam diburim she'ena shel etzonis the tamachal beis medrash ayin guash k'sab beis Hashem chelik shlishi. But avad the stam plopling in a beis medrash, even a tamachalim can't do that. That's not considered a tzarich of the limud, even though that's a seder kavua in the limud to do it. But that's not a het. Ches v'im ami shebesaper haloshen hara chilus hu zaken v'ginu boze b'fanot. And if a person says lashon hara about an elderly person in front of the person, afilu hu zaken amoretz, even if the person is an amoretz, over right on mitzvah asay da'adar to b'nei v'zaken. V'yav she zaken nikud d'krohay nechacham. But here we darshan that it's going asay v'namad d'kol l'fanot. So notice that shehidu kibud b'dvar. Hidur, when it says vadar to pnei zaken, it means you have to be mahad to them by speaking respectfully to them. Dehaynu l'daber boy b'derech kovod ba'adnus, to speak in a respectful manner to them. Uvamokam shemeganeu b'vadi in a mahadre. And if you're speaking negatively about the person, so it's surely not considered being mahad to the person. V'cheinu muchacham afilu ein zaken oiver gamkin al mitzvah zezezu. The zaken, the crying, the chokma, and ashin is eshik on the chokma. So, but if a person speaks about a talmud chacham in front of the talmud chacham, then you're over about darka. Ulevad ma shekam apom im boi dezel liisar chomer dum vaza talmud chacham shenichnas bezeh b'chal apikoyris al pidin el kamonach bezeh. Now, if a person is mevaza talmud chacham, so the Gemara says that's considered apikoyris. V'muzokin v'gam chacham over al mitzvahs v'darka b'kiflayim. And if he's an old talmud chacham, so then you over both. V'im al mishem esapi hu kayin, and what happens if you speak lashon hara in a kayin? V'gino bozeh b'fonav, and you do it in front of the kayin. Over gamkin al mitzvah seidi v'kidashtoi. D'shin estavinu bozeh linig b'chayin kovet harbe. We are obligated to show kovet to a kayin. V'kimin shemedabar olav lashon hara echilus m'vazehu bozeh b'vadeh in a mechabdek v'oiver. So Chavetz Chaim says, if you're going to speak lashon hara, be careful. Speak about a young Amoritz, who's a Levi or a Yisrael. Don't speak about a kayin, because that you over the assay of v'kidashtay, and about an older person or a talmud chacham you over badarta. So therefore, you have to be very selective. V'imu achiv hagadol ebal imo yeshes aviv, and if it's an older brother, or it's his mother's new husband, or it's his father's new wife, over gamken al mitzvahs assay the kibud this rabbi mirubuya de es kinaminu b'ksubis. Because, it's in other words, an older brother, since we darshan es of yichav esi me'acha, l'rabba sechicha godol, so he says, it's not just like a joke, but it's taka, there's an assay of kovay. And therefore, if you're mevazah the person, so then you're doing the opposite. V'kol shkenu chas v'chalil, alov v'im ha'mamish, v'vad ha'ev al mitzah seh d'kibit ha'vei, v'vad kol zeh oiv ha'gamken al orur makla ov v'im ha'shem yishmeren, the person is oiv an orur, a curse. Malkulam, and on all of these, over al mitzvah saseh des Hashem ulkechativa. Shehuz harnu bozeh. Now, this is he's going to show us from the Sefer Chinuch. In other words, des Hashem ulkechativa, shehuz harnu bozeh liroi milifnei Hashem yizbaruch kol yimei chayenu. Which means, uvavoy maisi liyadeinu. When an opportunity of an aveira comes to us, nischayamnu lahoir es ruchenu boisei haperek, Shakarish Baruch Hu Mashgiach B'chol Ma'aseh Bnei Adam. So the mitzvah of Hashem Malkech HaTira is that we have to awaken in ourselves the realization that we have an hour Yetzer Hara to do a certain Aveira. Hashem is aware of what I'm doing. V'yoshiv lehem nokom kifi roya ma'aseh, and the chalila person will be get punished. V'aydezeh yimonim ilavar al das koine. And through that, the person won't be over. So therefore, there's an obligation of as Hashem al kechatira is actually an obligation to be ma'orer ourselves when we're in a time of nisayon, to be ma'orer ourselves to think about the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that chalila we would get punished. So obviously this person is not doing that, and therefore he'd be over also specifically as Hashem al-Gechatira at this point.